What are you doing?
We are entering your mind.
What?
To prove that you have the unlocked potential to be a master builder. Uja hybrid. I'm your kingdom.
Whoa, are we inside my brain right now? It's big. I must be smart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hearing a lot of activity here.
I don't think he's ever had an original thought in his life.
That's not true. For instance, one time I wanted to have a bunch of my friends over to watch TV, not unlike this TV that just showed up magically, and not everybody can fit on my one couch, and I thought to myself, well, what if there was such a thing as a bunk bed, but as a couch? Introducing the double-decker couch, so everyone could watch TV together and be buddies!
That is literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Please, Wildstyle, let me handle this. That idea is just the worst.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream. Everything is better when we stay together. Side by side, you and I are gonna win forever. Let's party forever.
Anyways, hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast Fantasy League, episode 3 of the year. This is a February show. We have now gone two months into the league, and we are now six films in. Are we six films or more?
We are six films. Well, technically more, because if you count substitutes, I think. But six official
films.
We can
talk about substitutes.
Because I think Winter's Tale was already released.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Rio is about to be released, but technically that doesn't count.
Is that
right?
A March movie?
I think it's a March movie. I just saw something about it coming out like next week somewhere.
Yeah, we saw the trailer in the theater when we went to see Lego the other, last night.
Yeah.
I should probably bring up our list of movies so that I have it in front of me.
Probably should.
If you bring up... Which one are you bringing up? Bring up yours if you want months, because the one that I share doesn't have what month.
Pompeii's is... He's Damien's substitute, which is a February film.
Right.
And made so much money. Oh, wait, no, it didn't.
The only substitutes that we can discuss is Pompeii and like Father Like Son, which
made my God.
A wonderful like $2,000 or something.
13 cents.
And
speaking of wonderful,
Winter's Tale isn't a substitute. That's one of your prime movies.
Oh, it's one of my prime movies? Yep. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, we are then seven movies in, Andrew.
Seven movies in.
Oh!
Did Winter's Tale even make money?
No, it hasn't done very well.
Pompeii made an estimated $14 million.
Nice.
And that is an action movie.
A Paul W. Anderson movie.
A Paul Dub. Action joint.
Alright, let's talk about
so
this
bad.
Month gone by.
Mm-hmm.
This month I had Monuments Men,
yep.
which I did not watch.
Nope.
Damien, did you watch it?
Nope.
Douglas, I know you saw
it. Yes, I did.
And I know
it.
You hate it.
I do not like that movie at all.
Said it was, I think your exact words were, on fire.
I may have said that.
I already know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask
you. Of course, yeah.
Tell me what you thought about that movie.
Alright, so listen. Andrew, that movie really... It was sad. I didn't like the movie. It's kind of like a
bad movie.
It's kind of like a lecture gone wrong, you know?
Right.
It really was very self-referential. It felt like
it just knew
that it had an air of pretentiousness.
So what you're saying is that Hollywood was right by when seeing this movie in an Oscar baity area of the time last year to be released, said, no, let's shift that out. That doesn't deserve to be in this conversation.
I don't want to say
Oscar
that they're
shit.
Right or not, because just because I like something doesn't mean other people don't. But
since when?
Oh yes, I forgot. The internet we're always right, and
what?
The internet is always wrong.
No,
but
I'm always wrong.
Yeah.
The internet is sometimes, and you guys are right
all the time.
Never
the
been
time.
Wrong in my life.
Exactly.
was that one time. There was that
we don't
one
talk
time.
About that. Okay. Let's be serious.
Oh my goodness! But yeah, no, there was like this almost narcissistic quality of at least George Clooney. And in that movie, And it was just... I don't need to watch that.
Let me explain to you my feelings of... Really? He's not in it as far as I know. I don't remember seeing him in any other ads.
Yeah,
I think
he's
that's
in
why
it.
He picked it.
That's why I picked it.
I don't remember
apparently,
seeing him in any other ads.
Apparently he is a judge.
Oh.
So
he probably has like 2 minutes.
Exactly. It's very much like Tyler Perry in Star Trek, I'm sure.
But talking about George Clooney as a director, my feelings on him is that he got lucky with Good Night and Good Luck.
Mm-hmm.
He got lucky with Ides of March.
Mm-hmm.
And the other films are Leatherheads and...
Right, and this one.
And that one. I don't think there's any other. Is there...
Did
is
he
there...
do The Good German? Was that him?
No, that's Soderbergh.
Okay.
And that's the thing, right? I always feel when I'm watching his movies that he is almost... I don't want to make him sound this bad. Almost Frank Miller-ing, right? Where when Frank Miller made a movie, he was like... So I was on the set of Sin City... I now know how to make one way to make a movie. I'm going to make a movie that way.
Yeah.
When Clooney did Leatherheads, I saw him so much trying to remake everything he saw the Coen brothers do with Oh Brother Where Art Thou kind of stuff.
Yeah.
With Good Night Good Luck. I felt he was saying I saw Soderbergh do The Good German. And he did relatively better there.
Mm-hmm.
With this movie, Monument Men, I'm guessing he was going, I remember Ocean's 11, I think we can do this for a wartime. Is that
Most definitely, Andrew, and it fails on every level.
It's amazing how good the Ides of March is. I really like that movie.
I like Ides of March. I don't know if I'd
I don't
say
think I
that
can find
great,
anywhere to do that.
But yeah.
No, I love it.
I mean, I think, you know what it is too? I have a big bias to that movie because I love, like, Philip Seymour, alright, fine, he's a great actor, whatever. Ryan Gosling. For no reason other than I love him, right? He's, in any movie that he's in, I am going to adore it, right? So
mm-hmm.
I try and take that bias out to say, yeah, it's a good movie, but I don't think it's that great. But, you know, for all I know, it could be the best movie in the world.
George Clooney directed another movie.
Which one is that?
Confessions.
Oh, yes, he did. And
right.
I love that movie. That movie.
That I haven't seen in forever.
So good.
But yeah,
I caught it recently on TV.
I think you should stop talking shit about Clooney.
That's great. No, that movie is great.
I want to kind of agree with you. But I'm seeing 3 movies here out of the 4 that I've seen. Like, Leatherheads is terrible, but... I don't think his direction is why that movie is terrible. That movie is off.
No. Yeah, but
let me tell you something.
The movie is bad because
what,
the script
where,
that
where
was
I agree
about
with Andrew is that in a lot of his movies, or at least a lot of the movies he has directed that
mm-hmm.
I have seen, he feels like a cheap knockoff.
Okay.
Right? Like or maybe not a cheap knockoff, but he's striving to be something and he doesn't quite hit it, right?
He's curbing
so,
from out of.
Exactly.
And,
he's
not quite innovating in any way to kind of differentiate himself from
fair
those other
so,
people.
So essentially, you can get to good, but you can never get to great.
Okay.
You know?
Which is why the Ides of March surprises me so fucking much. But yeah, I should rewatch Confessions of a Dangerous Man. I haven't seen
that
in forever.
Love that movie. But I think the big reason I love that movie is more Rockwell
than
anything. Rockwell
dancing the shit out of that movie. But... So, Monument Men is a negative.
Negative, negatory, everything.
So,
yes.
The other February movie that we have on our schedule is Douglas's remake
yep.
of the Paul Verhoeven classic,
yep.
RoboCop.
Yep.
Douglas, why don't you go first? Or you want me to go first?
If you want, no, you can go first. Go ahead.
Let me start with this movie isn't that bad. Right? Everyone went into this movie.
Expecting
the worst thing that could
I'm going
ever
to hate,
happen.
I know I'm going to hate this movie now because everyone has walked me off of the cliff
uh-huh.
where everyone saw this and went, oh, this is just going to be hot garbage. And then I've waited long enough for the whole world to turn around. Guys, RoboCop is that. I'm going to walk in there with expectations. And just, what the fuck are you people talking about?
This is like weeks later, I hadn't seen the original RoboCop in a long time. And like a week later or so, Nicholas was watching it because he actually had never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
In order to go and watch the remake. I don't know why people force themselves into that habit, but whatever. And I sat down and I watched the other one and did. And this is the most notable difference that I should tell people about, which is what, which is how you'll know the difference in these movies more than any. We're now in the 20th century or whatever. RoboCop in the 80s didn't have a stun gun, right? RoboCop today has a stun gun.
Of course he does.
Right? Even though they like to put in, you'd probably give him a heart attack and murder him in the process, it's a stun gun regardless. This movie is it's flavorless action, right? Where you're happy that you watched it for 2 hours. 2 hours later, you will forget 80% of that movie existed. And you'll just wish you watched the old RoboCop again. The movie is okay, right? And I'm sad it wasn't better at this point, because I was wishing for better. Like, after it gave me the Sam Jackson intro, because that's what you start with. Sam Jackson being
Sam Jackson.
Amazing, right? Robophobic. That is probably the best script addition anyone could have ever made to a RoboCop movie. There are enough campy elements in there that you can fall in love for during the watching the movie. But after you're done, you're like, yeah, I threw that away. And come summer, it will be forgotten 1,000%.
Yeah, so I agree with you to some extent, Andrew. It's not the greatest action movie ever. It's definitely not, as... I don't want to say as good, but probably as enjoyable as an All Guts, All Glory, or the original 1980s RoboCop was. But... the problem is, and I think you put it well, Andrew. You kind of said it well when you said, "Boy, the big difference between this movie and the original is that in this movie, RoboCop has a stun gun, right?" So it's clear they weren't going for all guts.
He's also
PG-13. Exactly. This is a PG-13 movie. They decided they wanted to go middle of the road, mainstream, something that I think they tried to walk that tightrope of enough violence or enough action to appease people who want action, thrill seekers, versus not enough naughty bits and foul language and blood to push you over into an R-rated movie where there is this huge amount of people that no longer can watch it, right, in the theater. And I think that was one of the biggest problems of this movie for me. Because if you want to watch RoboCop, you want to see this crazy thing. But the truth of the matter is, the action was fun. The movie was fun. I enjoyed the movie. As Andrew says, Sam Jackson was the best, right? And you're watching the movie and you're enjoying it the whole way through. I don't think there was any point where I said... whatever. I think this movie is a solid... it's a solid 3 for me. You know? So, it's good, but not great.
Yeah. Damien, what did you think of RoboCop?
Nothing.
You didn't think anything? You thought it was the worst, didn't
I don't
you?
Think... I don't think anymore.
You don't think
anymore? Too tired to think.
Too tired to think.
Haven't seen anything. Shouldn't even be part of this game at this
point. And Damien just reminded me... There was another movie that released this February, which none of us have seen. It's called Winter's Tale. Mm-hmm. It amassed a wonderful $12 million.
Yes!
So much money.
In that fantasy...
$12 million!
Romantic genre.
And $12 million smackaroos.
As long as it gets a 14 out of 4.
It will be the winner.
Right! It should help you in some way, shape, or form.
Hey, it's fine. Last year I did the same thing. I'm all... back end loaded.
Sure,
we believe you.
Right, Avengers is out this year, right?
But the last movie that came out this month in our list to talk about is Damien's film, the film that won the month with glorious 192 plus million.
Won both months.
The Lego movie.
Damien, by the time this thing is done, you're gonna have 300 from this movie.
I'm hoping Jesus will take movie away from this money away from this match. Like, it will just suddenly stop.
It's not gonna happen. 300, Andrew, it's getting there. At least 275.
I mean, it's slowing down. It's supposed to make nonstop and Son of God is going to beat it this weekend.
Oh, you mean...
That's the name of the movie that is coming
out. The Jesus movie.
Oh, the Jesus movie.
Yeah.
No. Nonstop, I don't think is going to do it either.
Yeah, no, they are. They
the Liam Neeson?
Yeah, they're going to make more money than it this weekend.
Okay.
But
I hope it'll curtail like at 200.
Right.
It'll just be like, yeah, we're done here.
It's not, that's not going to happen.
10?
No.
But yeah, Douglas and I saw Lego. Did you have you gotten a chance to watch Lego?
Again.
No. You haven't had a time to think.
I shouldn't be part of this.
Douglas, why don't you tell them what you thought of Lego?
I think about this movie, essentially the same thing that you thought about a couple of my movies of this ilk last year.
Children's movies.
Yeah, which is that it is what it is, and it caters to like 5-year-olds and 2-year-olds, and it works on that level. But for me, I didn't really enjoy it that much. It was alright.
You didn't enjoy Lego Batman?
No, I didn't actually. So it was like a 2 out of 4 for me. It, you know, there were a couple of things. Wow, the fact that I watched this movie last night,
mm-hmm.
and I remember thinking there were a couple of things that I was okay with, and
I'm
hitting a oh yes. Thank you, Andrew. Charlie Day is in this movie, and he builds a spaceship. And that is hilarious. But outside of that, I really... And if it wasn't Charlie Day, I wonder how much I would have, you know, loved
that character.
Exactly. But, yeah, outside of that, I'm not a... It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I like this movie a lot, and it's because it does something I like about movies, which is... It's a messy thing, right? It's this children's movie which does what all children's movies do, which is tell the child, hey, you should be your own person and build things and be weird.
Right, it lies to children.
Right,
I agree with that.
but more than that, like, I feel that it's this weird thing I enjoy seeing in movies where, and I talked about this idea to Douglas a few days ago, where movies as a thing cost so much money that you can't imagine that person that's shelling out that money would allow anyone to do anything odd or strange or anything coming out of some sort of predefined function which ends in dollars being made. But with this movie, not just is its idea, but what it actually does is such a weird and kooky and just balls out crazy idea of not just Legos teaching themselves that they can build weird things and go out of the box, but teaching people that they can do this. And the third act of this movie is something which, like, you can see it might just happen when you're watching the movie, but considering it outside of the film, like before you go in with all the advertising, you would have never seen it coming. And it is such an enjoyable little moment because it talks about something that I kind of half wish more children's movies would talk about. And I won't really go into that because Damien hasn't seen it. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have. and I adore it for it. And at
no,
the same,
that movie I would like.
Ah, children's movies about prostitutes, finally.
And at the same time, if you throw in the fact that Phil Lord and Chris Miller do what they do best, which is making the humor such weird, odd sorts of things in it. Like, one of the small jokes which I love is that there is a Superman and a Green Lantern character within the ethos of this movie. They have a really small bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not only annoyed by each other, as you can imagine, anyone with comic book...
Well, not quite annoyed by each other. It's more the other way around. The Green Lantern really likes Superman.
Superman.
He wants to be Superman's friend. Superman fucking hates
Superman. Like, if you think about those characters as comic book characters, they shouldn't get along, right? And I remember reading somewhere that apparently Seinfeld had a joke like that years ago. They're voiced by Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
Of course.
So me watching that, that's fun. And then there's a bit where they start finding real things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that they come up with their own weird naming system for it. Like, I love it. It's funny, it's weird, it's cute. Like, it looks like the kind of movie that I would be happy a child would love today. And more than that, that when the child is growing up, they would find more interesting things about that movie growing up watching it.
Okay.
But the only thing that I don't like about the movie, and this is only from my perspective watching it, is that that same message, which I like that the movie is playing with, mm-hmm. is so obvious from like minute two.
Mm-hmm.
And they spend so much time kind of setting up that idea of that message that it kind of takes away from some of the humor parts. And it just kind of bogs it down a little bit, which is what doesn't make it a perfect movie for me. Mm-hmm. But it's a really enjoyable, fun children's movie. I also am very curious at this point how much, like the percentages, how much was CG and how much was real Legos of them possibly doing animation. I haven't read anything about it, but yeah. I feel at this point that they could have done a lot of that with stop motion.
Yeah, the animation was great. It was I love, you know, like the sea and underwater, and when water fills up and smoke and all of those things are done with
probably
like,
people
look like Lego pieces, which is great.
It was done like this. Relax, we don't know, and we kind of don't care.
I'll find out when I get the Blu-ray.
You're not watching extras, let's be serious.
I always do.
Mm-hmm.
Like 80% of it.
You always watch it 80% of the time.
It's like, it's like Sex Panther.
Idiot. Why do I talk to you guys?
Oh, man.
So at this point, hypothetically, Damien is leading the game with the Lego movie, just killing everybody.
Everybody.
I'm close behind, like around 50 million behind.
Douglas is in the... Wait, this isn't golf.
Technically, you are ahead, though. You've watched one of your own movies.
That's true. Technically,
I'm the only one with any points. In the same system, we can hold off watching our own movies.
Till forever.
First pick in April.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Sorry?
So
that
so,
because in April we do the first
extra,
and it's who asked if we hold off watching our own movies until then.
I'm kind of sad that
at that point you will go second because of the hypothetical.
You know what makes me sad? Or no? You know what is not cool, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this suggestion was made by the man who at the beginning of this year was like, I hate loopholes!
Mm-hmm.
No loopholes for you, Douglas!
You know what's sad for me is that Andrew realized the tactic I was taking. It won't be a surprise at the end of March.
Okay,
when I go, guys, guess what? I didn't watch any of this.
So coming up in March, let's go in the opposite order. Douglas, who is minus the most. Like,
yep.
Like in hypotheticals.
Yeah, yeah.
In reality.
Minus
the most. Pick two shit movies.
Yes, Douglas has Muppets Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And
won't do that well.
Nothing else looking to come out in March. I know I have a lot of March movies. I think I'm supposed to have two or three of them.
Yeah.
I have The Grand Budapest Hotel from Wes Anderson. And I also have Bad Words, Jason Bateman's movie. As well as Noah by Darren Aronofsky.
Is there a way to make $0?
Wait, stop. Don't say that.
Shit.
Bad Words
mm-hmm.
is his typical $100 million movie last year. You realize this, right?
Except it's not going to open wide anywhere.
Mm.
It is? Where? I don't see it on the... I'm looking at Box Office Mojo. And for March, I'm looking for Bad Words.
See there. Ohms in Limited.
Mm-hmm.
And it should widen out in a couple of weeks. See there? Expansion the week after.
Okay. Right, here's hoping.
And what else? I have nothing else.
What about Damien?
Damien, I said he
I am starting out March with more 300.
Oh no.
And
that's bad.
There's been Super Bowl ads. There have been
and you have
ads all over the place.
And you have Need for Speed in alternates.
Yes.
if that matters at all.
Oh.
Ever.
I read a review for Need for Speed.
Are you hopeful?
No. There's a reason I put it in...
Alternate.
Some lunatic wrote, guys, this is supposed to be hot garbage.
But.
No, don't... There can't
they're
be
doing
no.
the RoboCop.
That is... I don't believe them for a half second. There's no way it can be good. I don't care what happens. That is it.
But
like,
think about
it's
it
impossible.
Think about it this way. I agree. There's no way it can be good. But is there a chance it could be
so,
torque?
That is like I'm afraid to answer that
question. And I remember someone was saying this to me the other day that it might be good only for this fact that they quote unquote did all their stunts with real cars, right? And I look at that person and I said, the last time we had that conversation was about Rush, right? Mm-hmm. Because Rush was that much better because they did it with real cars.
Right.
And I said, that had Ron Howard.
Mm-hmm. It had a real-ass director.
This has Aaron Paul, as far as I'm concerned, as a director.
Aaron Paul woke up. How about I do a Need for Speed movie?
No.
I like that game.
He didn't say that. He said, Need for Speed, bitch! That's what he said.
The director directed Act of Valor.
The way I see Need for Speed is someone
no
saw
bueno.
Fast and Furious make so much money in the last coup and was like, we need more car dumb movies. Here, Need for Speed.
But they tried that early in the Need for Speed, in the Fast and Furious life cycle.
Right.
And it didn't work.
Right. And now they've forgotten that.
Remember Biker Boys? Huh? Guys. Biker Boys.
They're too young to remember that.
Oh, God.
What else did I talk about? We could talk about the marketing in the last month. All of my movies, which I've gotten so many trailers.
Oh, God.
Has there been any other movie?
Oh, my God.
Like, there's been trailers for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
For Godzilla and for Jupiter Ascending. Have there been trailers for any
you
other
know,
movies?
You know what's funny? And
more trailers
know,
for Spider-Man.
I know that you guys will not agree with me.
Right.
And that's fine. But I don't think I like any of those.
You didn't like Godzilla trailer? I'm willing to...
Fuck Jupiter Ascending, as far as I'm concerned. Right?
Lord, that's
bad. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that trailer's kind of...
Let's talk about Galaxy of the Guardians, mm-hmm. because I think that's the one where...
Star-Lord!
That's the one where I can get Star-Lord. I can catch the most traction. I feel like...
Star-Lord?
Exactly.
Ooga, chaka,
oh, my God. I guess I can. But
no, because it is.
That trailer, mm-hmm. right? So, do you guys not catch, like, a really corny vibe from that trailer?
Yeah, but I think that is deliberate.
I know it's deliberate, but first of all,
I already see it as a first trailer, because this movie is going to come out in August,
right?
I see that as the first trailer where they're, like, giving you guys a little idea of what's happening here.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have a proper, bigger one, which kind of shows more of the story that we're supposed to be seeing. So I don't want
that second one, though.
I technically never want a second one, because I've already decided
exactly.
most times.
Yeah.
But that's how the marketing itself is going
I
to
understand.
Work. So for Douglas, who I don't know if he had already decided on this movie. Anyways.
Well, no, it's from Marvel, and as much as the internet kind of just panned the... What do they call that thing? The last scene in... was it Thor?
Mm-hmm.
For this one?
Your...
Yeah. I thought that was fantastic. And
I saw him in the trailer somewhere.
Yeah, he was in the trailer.
No, the next teaser scene that they put after
with Benicio.
I thought that was great. And so from there I said, okay, Guardians, must watch. And even if I didn't see that, it's a Marvel movie and Marvel has a bit of a track record. And that track record isn't that bad. It's mm-hmm. okay. They've performed fairly.
What I'm going to be interested to find out is how people react, the non-knowers, react when the next trailer comes out and they discover that Rocket Raccoon is Bradley Cooper. Right? Because he didn't talk in this movie.
Yeah,
this
but
trailer.
They put out like 100 subsequent things.
Yeah, well, but
most
those
people,
things...
I mean,
less
people would watch that than
exactly.
regular trailers, I feel.
Yeah.
Like all trailers are seen on YouTube now, right?
Yeah.
Right, so then they'll be linked directly to those other trailers. Like if you saw this trailer,
but
because
honestly,
it only came out on
if
YouTube.
If you're a normal person, you probably watch a trailer and you're like, okay, I'm good.
And more of the market, though, mm-hmm. would be in theaters where they'd see this trailer,
mm-hmm.
as opposed.
That's
fair
true.
Enough.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Zoe Saldana is
I just think
she's green.
I just think it's a cool mood trailer where for people who had no idea what this was going to do, because even though I've read like the first volume of the comic, I still have no idea what they were planning to do with this, because this was going to be their their first foray into just being weird, right? They've already set up Captain America and Avengers and all of the traditional people that everyone kind of know. Mm-hmm. Like Thor was the weirdest thing you'd seen so far.
Yeah.
Right? This, before I heard the movie was coming out, I didn't know it existed as a Marvel property.
Yeah, yeah, me neither.
But I want to see Marvel get weird, because I can't wait for the years of Ant-Man and Doctor Strange, right? I want to see it no longer be the movies that everyone would have seen as children cartoons in the 90s that we all saw, and now be the ones where only the comic nerds from the 80s know, and we're getting this new thing where it feels almost perfectly pristine and no one can tell me, but you had to read that issue. I can just go in and see something strange and odd.
Actually, I agree with that. Like, what I really want is, yeah, sure, they can use characters that they already have, or they can even create new characters, but I want the movies to be just like their comics, in the sense that there are billions of them, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, you have to be Thor, or you have to be Iron Man, or Superman, or whoever it is. I want there to be this whole, and they keep throwing out the word universe, but I want it to be this whole thing where, you know, I remember when I was young, I used to read, I don't know about a lot of comics, but I used to read comics, and I used to read a lot of some of the older comics, because our dad had a lot of the older comics, right? And essentially in the middle, I can't remember if it was the middle or the back, probably the back of each comic, there would be this thing where you'd see, you know, essentially what else is going on, right? You know, you've got Spider-Man, you've got this other character, and all these weird things. And you'd be like, oh, maybe I should try that one. And I want that for the movies. I want there to be a plethora of movies where you have all of these weird things. Sure, you're going to get some that you don't like, for example, me with Thor, even though that's a big tentpole. And you're going to get some that are alright, but every once in a while, you're going to get this gem that's just great and off the wall, and it's more
talking of what I like about the Lego movie. I like this strange shit being made in this universe, in this structure which is supposed to be so formulaic.
Yeah, right?
What are you lunatics talking about? People like comics because they're power fantasy nonsense.
Yep.
People like action movies because they're power fantasy nonsense.
Yep.
I'm surprised that it took Hollywood this many years to finally align them.
Don't be surprised, because this is the only
I'm
time
surprised
that it
took
looks
this
good.
Long. Right. But I'm still surprised that, like, they made Batman movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Right? They made Superman movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was until, like, X-Men came out, they're
Captain America movies.
Right, no, they made shit. All those movies were terrible. With the exception of, like, one Batman movie. And then they made the X-Men movie, and people went, all right, CG is here. And I thought after the X-Men movie, like, year after year after year, they have just gone, who wrote a comic book? And they just had all of them coming in. And then they had to wait till Spider-Man Rise and Fell.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman. Yeah. And then one day, they're like, 300 made money, we're still holding off. Yeah, that made a lot of money. Sin City made a lot of money, but we're still kind of holding off.
Did Sin City make a lot of money?
Probably.
It made enough money.
I really don't think it probably made somewhere between 50 and 100.
Right, it made enough money.
Yeah.
And I just kept waiting for the day when what we have now is essentially what, like, they just went, all right, if there's a comic book out there that a person has seen, and then even when I saw Wanted, I thought Wanted was going to be, all right, this is it. This is the day when, no matter what you wrote, some producer is going to take that and put it
in a
movie.
You're just going to walk into a comic book store.
Right, and just go,
everything. That one.
Yeah.
And it kept happening in little, because Kick-Ass happened.
Yeah.
And so you kept saying, but I was just waiting for, like, what? Like, what is happening? They should just put out all of them.
Exactly.
Just one full summer of comic book after comic, because
no, but you see the difference.
There are stories there, and there's action.
The difference today versus a decade ago is that now a lot of the comic book owners are becoming studios themselves, or like DC are getting close and partnering up with Warner Brothers, and they're being able to say, "All right, we're going to do the long haul."
Right.
It took for Marvel to become a viable film studio for it to become something like this.
And I can't believe it took them anywhere.
Hollywood as a regular industry went, we can trust Spider-Man and X-Men. Right. We are not trusting the rest of
we can't trust that blind dude.
Yeah.
For that movie was terrible. Yeah. And Hulk should be incredible, but he's not making any money. I'm like, yeah, just push out as many as you can. Keep what sticks.
Exactly. Right? And that's what I love what's happening where Green we Lantern are now happened. Because as much as I said, boy, I don't really like the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. I love that they're making that movie that, you know, I'm pretty sure most of the world or the majority of the world don't know about.
Douglas, and you're 100% sure. There's no pretty about this.
And the same 14 thing
people
with,
in the world
the same
know
thing
what
with Galaxy. The movie I have for, I think it's October, Big Hero 6. It could be based on a comic. It probably is because of how they're working. But even now, I haven't heard anything about any comic book.
I remember reading something that looks, you know, like sort of interesting that apparently, and I don't know how true this is, that Marvel, because now they're owned by Disney and all of the interconnections are getting some help from the Pixar-y people who are using some of the stuff they were researching for. Which short was it? It was the Paperman short. They're going to use that animation stuff for Big Hero 6.
Right, that would make sense because it is all CG.
Disney. Yeah.
You know, and
Disney's went, hey guys, you make cartoons. You make cartoons. No, there's real actors. No. You're making cartoons. Let's go.
And of course, the other one is Godzilla, which
guys,
got a trailer.
I'm still angry at Andrew for taking this movie from
Listen,
this,
I was hoping
I don't even care if it
made
money.
From
I don't
me.
Even care if it
you see,
makes
the thing
money.
About this trailer, it doesn't tell me much. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
On.
You got to see his face. And you got to see the face roar.
I don't know. Now,
the only way they could have made that better is fire came out of his mouth. That's the only way.
The only reason I will give that this movie might be good is because the way I feel about this trailer is the way I felt about Pacific Rim's trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, fuck Pacific Rim. And you were, I remember you specifically honed in on one aspect. You were like, there is a robot and it uses a ship as a sword.
Yep.
And that was the only thing.
And that is all that
I
needed.
And you were just like, that is it. I am in. Right? In this movie, there's a lot of things blowing up. There's a monster coming out. Whatever, right? It doesn't show me that there is some sort of fun aspect to it that I will essentially get in on. And you know,
there
as
is
much
a
as, Choyun as much as
a
scene,
there is a Choyun
as
a Choyun as a Choyun fat joke.
No.
So we were at TIFF and we saw Unforgiven the remake.
Of course,
it with
Choyun fat,
and he was in the theater. I was like, so Choyun fat's in this movie, right? Like 1,000%. And we were like, no, it's Ken Watanabe. He's like, no, it's Choyun fat. And then eventually he turned around and says, it's Choyun fat in a Ken Watanabe suit.
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly.
He sat there among people
right.
claiming that Ken Watanabe was Choyun fat. And just couldn't stop laughing. But yeah, this trailer looks amazing, Douglas. Like,
I love... Here's what I'm worried about for this movie.
Can you stop for a second?
Why am I stopping? Fine. So here's what I'm...
Oh! It sounds so terrible on this shit.
Here's what I'm worried about for this movie. We know that movie studios know how to make things look pretty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? We know that they know how to make things blow up. But...
No, they don't.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Hold on. You, of all people, Damien, should understand when I say that I am concerned that the way they make this thing pretty, just for them to make it pretty and things blow up, don't necessarily mean that I'm going to enjoy how they do it and when they do it. And this trailer just doesn't give me enough of a feel for
you think
how this works, for me to say that I think I will enjoy the big lizard and the bombs.
I think I know what you're saying. You're concerned that they think this is a real movie and
yes.
might have not enough lizard kung fu in
yes.
this movie.
Yes.
Alright, fine. That is also kind of my concern. The problem is there's a giant lizard running for the entire trailer. There's so much shit that they're destroying.
Is it sad that my concern mm-hmm. is that I don't want your movie?
What are you?
I want.
Go away. Just go away.
I want.
Why did you even pick my movie then? Why take my. Can we trade? What is coming out when Godzilla? I am going to talk to the commissioner and specifically ask him to swap our movies.
I want.
Because I have no idea what he's talking about.
I want enough non lizard kung fu to make a lizard kung fu exist.
To be very careful. No. If 15 minutes passes and there's not lizard tomfoolery on the screen, I'm going to ask back for my money. And I'm going to rate this movie a 1. I don't care what happens. Right? It is a 1. I'm going to speak to the commish and make him give it a 0. Right? I'm changing my score to did not see it. Or 0. Because what are you talking about?
The reason I picked it was because Gareth Edwards is making it. And
no!
He knows how to make interesting monster movies.
Is because they told that
focus on that interesting
they told
part.
That dude, hey dude, you know how you made a monster movie way ago, but there wasn't really monsters in there? And he's like, yeah. What if we gave you a monster? like Pacific Rim? No, what if we gave you the monster? Like
King
the one.
Kong?
King Kong? And then he smiled like a little baby. You mean Godzilla? And then jumped up and down. I'm like, no, you need a script. Don't talk to me. I don't care who's in it. Put any actor you can. I don't care. That dude that was in Kick-Ass? Yeah, sure. Bryan Cranston. Don't give a. I get giant lizard money, right?
Troy and Fat, yeah. You take Troy and Fat.
We get giant lizard money? Yeah, what are we going to have him fight? We're going to have him fight something. You guys don't worry yourself. I have a plan. Now there's nukes. There are nukes and giant lizards and like soldiers running around. There's halo jumps. Oh, it looks so good.
My goodness. I wish, Damien. Oh, I wish.
I need to make movies.
What was in your mind was in my head.
I need to make movies. Is what I need to do. I need to cut the shit. I need to go to film school.
Switch.
I need to blow some people in Hollywood. And start making movies.
Let's do it. Because
you guys are fucking this up. He wants a movie where there's talking.
I know.
Like, what are you
exactly.
talking about?
What?
You're such
and
a
that's
bad
what
person.
This looks like. This looks like
yeah.
it could just be, you know, the essentially,
mm-hmm.
it's all of the guts and mm-hmm. the gore without the smile. Right? You see the bombs and it's just like,
there are bombs.
That's it. You know, there is no.
I want them to. Right. I want them to treat it like a modern military movie. Right? I want them to be. What I don't want is the camp that was in the 90s one where they're trying to make jokes. And I don't think any of that is there.
The 90s one, sorry.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think any of that is there. I
no,
want
if they do the camp right, it could be
no,
perfect.
But that is, I don't want that.
No,
I would love
the camp from like the 80s and the 70s
right.
and the 60s.
I want a scene where someone's in a taxi. And they're just playing the Puff Daddy song.
I'm going to stop talking.
Like, just randomly.
I want them, and what it looks like
song.
Is they're essentially taking Zero Dark 30. That is the type of attack that they're taking.
See,
they're like,
the thing,
we
want
military
Zero Dark 30.
No,
you know what
on.
I want? I want the Pacific Rim.
Right.
I want
no,
that.
No, no, no. I want them
I
to
want
be.
Zero Dark 30.
I want them to be dead serious. Just crazy. Like, what if this actually happened? And military nonsense. I want all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want Godzilla nonsense. I just want them to, like, I want someone to try and write a serious story about killing a 1,000-foot lizard. And it looks like they're doing that. I want people to shoot at a 1,000-foot lizard and go, you know
that's
what, guys,
a bad idea.
We need more fire. And just keep ratcheting it up, fire, but like, more nukes and more nonsense. Just keep flying shit. And then in part 2, I want them to build a giant robot to kill Godzilla. and have Guillermo del Toro direct that. And call it Pacific Rim 2.
That's what I want. Pacific Rim meets Godzilla.
Right? PCVG. Yep.
Anyways,
I think that's about it for this month gone by.
I'm winning.
Yay, Damien. Winning. You're winning.
You're all fucked. Because I have the only two movies in March that are going to make any real money. You guys have made poor decisions. I'm afraid that 300 and Need for Speed will actually make a lot of money. I don't care about Need for Speed because I haven't seen any of that money. But then...
Do you have 300?
Yes. I have Divergent and Muppets.
No, I have Muppets.
No, Divergent and Muppets are 3 weeks out. So I have I have two solid weeks to make some money with 300, which I will.
Uh-huh.
And then... Andrew has to pray.
I have a feeling Divergent isn't making
any
money.
I have to pray. Divergent isn't going to make any money. Right.
Yeah.
So you have to hope that...
I like that Douglas didn't get tricked into that 2 years running. Picking all teen books.
He learned from his mistakes. What essentially you guys need to hope for is that 300 is coming out by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make money because it's coming out by itself.
I think it's a Peabody will give it a run.
Sure you do. Then Need for Speed comes. You have to hope that makes money. It essentially to slow down the 300 train.
It just does a 30 each.
Right.
Kind
which
of deal.
I doubt that will happen. I'm hoping it doesn't happen. But if it happens, hey, there's nothing I can do.
Tyler Perry takes money from
Tyler Perry single moms. Sure. Then Divergent and the Muppets drops 2 weeks later. And you guys have to hope that the people who saw the Muppets last year went, I saw the last Muppets, let me go. And that might happen with the exception of me, because I'm not going to watch a Muppets movie. And then Andrew, way the hell at the end of March.
All the church people.
Has to hope, he has to pray that Noah makes any amount of money, because it has 7 days to make money.
What comes out?
Because
Captain
7 days
America.
Later, oh, Captain America comes to cut, everything that was making money in March. And before, everything before,
done.
The second Captain America drops, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, right?
It's mine.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Andrew's getting that, so.
Yeah, but he has to hope that he still needs movies to make money every
money.
Month. Right. And it's not going to happen.
You don't need it to make every month. You need to.
That's the plan.
When you make it, you make it. But
you see, that's what you guys played on last year.
We tried that last year.
I played on 100 every movie.
My
rule.
It would have worked if I decided to watch movies. If I wasn't being Smurf a little food. Asshole.
Yeah, we can't,
and was just like, I can beat you
we
with
can't
two
say anything
movies
we want.
Kind of thing.
We can't say anything we want. The fact of the matter
is
did not
Andrew,
work.
This is true.
Andrew spread out all his money throughout the months and came away the victor. We banked in summer.
Yep.
It didn't even come close to working for me because none of my movies did anything.
Mm-hmm.
Your one movie did.
Yeah.
But then you were born
but
for
I
the
rest two,
of
I had really two movies. I had Iron Man and three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though Fast, I mean, it made 200 and change.
Right.
But
so you had
Iron Man,
Iron Man, Fast, and
he had four. He had four big winners. Iron Man, Fast, Hunger Games, and Frozen.
Right.
Those were his four big winners.
And Frozen had to come out of nowhere in order to help you.
Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and honestly, even if it was going to make money, we didn't expect it to make money that fast.
Right.
Right?
And
so it was at the end.
This year, I decided I'm going to bet on Disney. Because Disney always wins.
Yeah,
because
Disney does always
they're
win.
Disney. Mm-hmm. I realized the reason why Oz made a lot of money is because while we didn't see it,
Disney
plastered that shit all over. There's, you can buy Oz the Great
and
Powerful
and guess,
Pops.
And guess who remembers loving Wizard of Oz throughout their childhood and wants to go watch
they
Oz.
Have shit to do about anything. It's just Disney marketing muscle.
They
look to
their children and said, "Children, I loved Wizard of Oz. Guess what you love?"
There were Oz ads.
Yes.
Intertwined on ESPN shows.
Yeah.
So during SportsCenter, they're like, "Yeah, and go watch Oz." Because Disney owns it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bet on that this year.
Of course, Disney is always.
I didn't get.
Hit.
That's
the
only show I want, though.
Frozen.
Andrew, we need to make a gentleman's agreement. Please give me Godzilla. Like, what do we have?
I'll
Godzilla.
Give it to you for Spider-Man.
What is Godzilla?
I'll
no,
give it to
no,
you
for something in the month.
It's in me. Godzilla
it's
is in
the,
me.
What?
I give it to you for Spider-Man.
Fuck yourself.
Are you sure it's
that?
Me?
Yes, it's
I'm
me.
I'm pretty sure it's not me. God damn it.
Godzilla, me.
Now, hold on. have we just opened the trading?
I was just, waiting for that response because I knew that was coming.
The trading floodgates.
I knew that response was coming because
can't bet against Spider-Man. I'm not that fucking lunatic.
Now the question you have to ask yourself is: on May 16, 2 weeks post Spider-Man, will Godzilla take the rest of Spider-Man's money?
No, Spider-Man, I don't think so. I want it to, with all, every fiber of my being, I want Godzilla to be so much money. I want it to be the whole
thing. Everything is awesome.